It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez. Allyson Felix is the most decorated U.S. track and field athlete in history. She has 11 Olympic medals, more than Carl Lewis, even more than Jamaica's Usain Bolt. But running track wasn't always a lifelong goal. In fact, when she was a high school freshman and tried out for the team, it didn't seem like Allyson was ready to sprint.
I came straight from basketball practice. I had like my basketball shorts and shoes on and ran 60 meters, and the coach was like, he had all this puzzled look on his face and asked me to run it again. And so I did. And then this time he brings out like a measuring wheel and measures the distance and has me do it over and over. And finally, like, comes to this realization that like I have a lot of speed and a lot of potential. But I totally had no plan to be an athlete or a runner or anything. I just kind of stumbled into it trying to make some friends.
It was a revelation that changed her life. She turned pro after high school and then proceeded to win a medal in five straight Summer Olympics. But then in 2018, something else happened that not only changed her life, but radically altered her view on what her legacy could be.
So in 2018, I decided to start a family. In track and field, the culture around pregnancy was silent. Athletes would either hide pregnancies to secure new contracts, or their contracts that were in place were put on hold, almost like they had an injury or something like that. I went through a really difficult renegotiation period with Nike. What I was asking for was, when a woman has a baby, to have time to recover, to be able to get back to that top form. And essentially, they told me that I could have time, but they weren't ready to give all female athletes the time.
Now, by August of 2019, after your New York Times opinion piece, where you talk about all this stuff, Nike altered their policy, but there was just a huge public outcry and a congressional inquiry. Nike's changes to its maternity policy, were they enough?
I thought that this was a great starting place, but I think that there is definitely, you know, more that we can do. I felt like, you know, I was being used in multiple marketing campaigns to tell women and girls that they could do anything, when internally I was having, you know, such a hardship. So that's why I really felt strongly that I couldn't let that go.
What do you think is problematic about female athletes in particular having to rely so heavily on corporate sponsorship?
A lot of times you're not supported in a holistic way. I felt like I had to win all the medals, do all the things before I could even think about starting a family. And that's something that I don't want my daughter to feel.
And how difficult is it when these corporations and these decisions are made by men, making decisions about women's bodies?
Yeah, it's so tough. Everybody that I dealt with at Nike, it was a man. I just think, how would that situation have been different if there were women at the table, women who were in positions of power? I think it would have been a totally different situation.
Yeah, and Women in Power brings us to what happened next, because then you signed with apparel company Athleta, Inc., and you started your own sneaker brand, Saish. That was in June of 2021, that you describe as designed for and by women. And one of the ways that you deliver on that is through a very, very unique return policy. Tell us about Saish's return policy.
When a woman becomes pregnant, their feet can change by half size and go up, and typically that change is permanent. And so if you own a pair of our Saish 1 shoes, we will give you your new size for free. And it's just a way really to say, like, we can show up and support women, and they don't have to choose between motherhood and anything else.
You know, I'm kind of a sneaker nut. I was looking at the website. Would a Saish 1 size 13 fit me?
Absolutely. It's my most favorite thing to tell men, you know, because I am a sneaker nut myself. I've been a sneakerhead all my life. And I just have always sized my shoes in men's sizing. Men get to do the reverse with us.
If you say that a 13 fits me, I will buy one and I'll complain to you directly if it doesn't fit.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. We got you all covered.
Right. Now, what are you doing for mom athletes starting this week during the U.S. Championships?
I'm so excited that together with Athleta and the nonprofit and Mother, we are offering free childcare for athletes, for coaches who are participating in our national championships.
You know, my mom was a single mom for a long time, and she was lucky to have my family, her parents, my grandparents, to help take care of me. How much of a burden or a barrier is childcare for athletes?
We're seeing and hearing from women that it is the biggest barrier to continuing competition at a high level.
Allison, I know that you're not done sprinting, but when it comes to your career, I mean, you're kind of on the last turn of the last lap. So last year in the Tokyo Games, you won a bronze in the 400 meters, but then you were the second leg of the 4x400 relay. Then you handed the baton to your teammate, Dalila Muhammad, who widened Team USA's lead. And then anchor Athing Mo just shot out of a cannon to make it all a wrap. The way it looked to me, it was over when Muhammad pulled away. So I'd say that you had a good minute and 39 seconds or so to think about the 7th Olympic gold medal coming your way, 11th overall, putting you ahead of Carl Lewis. And as far as I'm concerned, firmly in the GOAT conversation, the greatest of all time conversation. What were you thinking about in those 99 seconds as they were going by and you were watching your teammates run?
I was trying to soak up the moment, just sitting in that stadium. And that moment of being on an Olympic track is unforgettable.
When you finish your career and say you just want to work out, are you going to run?
Absolutely. I'm not going to take myself to the point of throwing up every single day, but I am totally going to continue to train and to enjoy running. It brings me such pleasure and joy.
So what if, like, in, say, 10 years, your daughter would be what? What would she be, like, 12 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, what if she starts to say, you know what, Mom, I think I'm faster than you.
I think I'll still be in that amount of time, I think I should still be good. I might only have a few more years where she could, where I could beat her, but I got to stay ready.
All right. Allison Felix, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Allison Felix is staying ready for at least two more meets. At the end of this season, she plans to retire, with her last pro races set to be the U.S. Championships this week, followed by the World Championships in July, both in Eugene, Oregon. This is NPR News.